41. Exercise 2.
Tourism in the 1800s. Transport. Before the development of steam trains, tourists travelled long distances by horse and carriage or by ship. Public carriages, or coaches, were slow, uncomfortable and very smelly because a lot of people travelled together in one small coach. It took a long time for a coach to get from one stop to the next. Often travellers sat for hours without food, drink or a toilet. Ships in those days were even more unreliable than coaches. They were small and very dangerous. Wind or storms often blew ships far off course. Sometimes travellers arrived at a harbour, but later they discovered they were in the wrong country. Health. For travellers, becoming ill in a strange country was a huge worry. Most of the big cities in Europe were crowded, dirty and polluted, and the water wasn't safe to drink. Because of this, tourists drank only tea, coffee, wine or beer. When travelling abroad, people usually packed a bag full of tonics and medicines. Unfortunately, many of these homemade medicines were absolutely useless, or even worse, toxic. Food. Visitors to England thought the food was dull and tasteless, and English travellers were just as unhappy with the food in Europe. The English usually ate big breakfasts of bacon, sausages, eggs, and toast, but the Europeans had only coffee and a roll. However, the biggest problem of all was the type of meat other Europeans ate. On the continent, they ate things like horse meat, frog's legs, and snails. The English thought this was disgusting and were often too nervous about the food to eat in a foreign restaurant.